Solid gold hits.
Yay!
Straight from the gold mine. Bobby Emmons for solid gold rock and roll.
Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me. Don't be afraid to try the newest sport around. Surfers do just try a Quasimodo or the coffin too. Why don't you grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me? You'll probably wipe out when you first try to shoot the curve. Chuck, I have fun and now escape right on through. Why don't you grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me? You can do the tricks the surfers do, just try it. So get your girl and take her tandem down the street.
Sidewalk Surfing, Jan and Dean right here on WIBG. And speaking of Jan and Dean, Dean Torrance is our very special phone guest this afternoon. Dean, we want to move up to March of 1964. You guys recorded a song that is definitely the song that most people associate with you guys. And, of course, we're talking about Dead Man's Curve.
Great song. Well, that's kind of written by committee. A bunch of people wrote that song. Two or three of us would came up with the concept, and then we would hand it off to somebody, and they would take it and come back a couple of weeks later with some other neat ideas, and they would hand it off to somebody else. And by the time we got into the studio, even Brian Wilson was coming to the studio and adding parts as we were going along, as we were creating it, which Brian was really great at. If you could get him to... Well, fortunately for us, we introduced Brian to the studios we were using, and he loved the studios, and, so he was always there. So he was always usually in another room where you could go get him if you were stuck on a part or wanted him to listen to something, and he was always gracious enough to come next door and listen. And with, you know, I mean, you'd play him a song once, and he'd come up with four different parts, you know, then teach them to you, and then leave, go back to his studio, and if you still didn't get it, you went back, knocked on his door, and had him come out again, and then he'd say, why don't you just sing it? Okay, and he'd come sing it for you. So Dead Man's Curve was one of those that, from the get-go, just, it had all of the parts. I mean, it had everything. You know, neat background parts, the concept was funny. The concept also had a now real, real kind of tongue-in-cheek, which is what we were kind of angling for, a little bit more tongue-in-cheek, a little bit subtler humor, and it had it all. And I thought Jan did an absolutely just a terrific job. I think it was one of his best efforts in terms of arranging. I mean, there's a harp in there. There are French horns. There's a whole horn section, and as I said earlier, at one time I counted all the different vocal parts. There was something like 40 different, some of them weren't different, some of them were the same vocal part done three times, but still there was like 45 vocals on there. It was just a neat sounding record.
All right, Dean, well, how about we listen to your signature tune with the 40 or so vocal parts on it? Here they are, Jan and Dean with Dead Man's Curve right here on WIBG.
Should have heard the whine from a screaming machine. I flew past the brayish mobs and crimson pipes, and all the deck could see were my six tail lights. He passed me at Doheny, then I started to swerve, but I pulled her out, and there we were
at Dead Man's.
Well, the last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve.
Refreshes you best.
It's the refreshing guest.
The little old ladies from Pasadena, swimming young honeys from Ipanema, the and the rockers from Liverpool, and the Greeks to coke cause they wanna be cool.
Now, party food and you go better with things, go better with those. The real life work puts extra fun in you and everything you do.
Things go better.
Charge!
Yes, we're back here on WIBG with our very special guest, Dean Torrance from Jan and Dean. Dean, we only have about 3 more hours worth of music to cover and about 5 more minutes to do it. So we're going to have to get you back here on the air, and that's a definite fact. But I can't let you go without talking about this next song, the title song from my favorite surf movie of all time, Ride the Wild Surf. Tell us about it.
Well, friends of ours were involved in making that movie. Some of the same cast of characters. Lou Adler had something to do with it. And, some of our executive friends at Screen Gems had something to do with it. Anyway, it was a business thing by this time, you know, where everything had a meaning. You know, I mean, now it's total merchandising. You don't do a song unless you have a movie involved and or a commercial or something. So it's starting to become big business, which is the only thing I kind of didn't like about Ride the Wild Surf. We did it mainly because there was a movie, rather than here's a neat concept for a song. You know, we knew it had the movie, had the power of the movie, had the exposure of the movie, so we knew it was probably going to be a hit. Then on top of it, the people who were making the movie wanted us to be in it. And after we read the script, we weren't as interested in being in the movie as we were doing the song. I mean, we thought the song would be a hoot, be kind of fun, and that's, you know, what we did. And we didn't feel as though the movie was, you know, good enough. We were really holding out to not have to do any of those typical movies that that artists, recording artists of the 60s were doing. We were trying to wait for something either really, really good that we could be proud of or not do it at all. We didn't have to. So we weren't, the whole point is we kind of didn't want to be in the movie, but we were kind of obligated to be in the movie. So we were kind of playing it by ear and hoping that something would happen that we didn't have to do the movie. And as it turned out, that scenario happened. We were able to write the song and have the song be the title song of the movie. And then a couple of high school buddies of ours at that time, it was 1963-ish, a couple of high school buddies kidnapped Frank Sinatra Jr. and kind of got us all somewhat involved in that whole thing. And our names started showing up in the papers, and we were linked to these guys because they were a couple of our best friends. They were guys that were in our club in high school and guys that we were continuing to hang around even after high school. So we got all involved in the dang thing, and more me than Jan, but Jan was pulled in too, to a certain degree. And when our names started showing up in the newspaper, the people making the movie decided that that we shouldn't be linked to this, you know, this kind of airhead surf movie because of our connection to these felons. But, you know, I guess that makes some sense. See how weird things are today? Now, today, everybody would think that was the coolest.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that would be important. I mean, man, any kind of publicity is better than none. And, man, if it's a, you know, you're connected to felons, wow. But that was a more innocent time. And the long and short of it was that we got written out of Ride the Wild Surf, which was okay with us.
Wow, that is an amazing story. Dean, I know you got to get running, and I just want to thank you for spending so much time with us here on WIBG. We definitely do appreciate it.
Well, it was absolutely my pleasure, Bobby, and surf on and cowabunga, dude.
Hey, let's send Dean out with that great tune we spoke about, Ride the Wild Surf, right here on WIBG.
Surf fever brings them here to meet the day. beach, you'll see the best. They're waxed up and ready, just awaiting for the surf to build up on the northern shore.
Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Ride, ride, ride the wild surf. Ride, ride, ride the wild surf.
Gotta take that one last ride.
Lined up and waiting for that next big set outside. Nothing can stop you, 'cause you just gotta ride,
ride, ride, ride, ride.
The heavies at the pipeline are okay, but they can't match the savage surf at Waimea Bay. It takes a lot of skill and courage unknown to catch a last wave and ride.